Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. I just want to share with you guys really quickly what has happened in these last past couple of weeks. So this segment is about God's grace and being grateful. Today was my last day of experiments, and so I just kind of want to sit here and reflect on how good God has been to me over the course of the week. So we lost, me and my husband, we lost a family friend and also a family member that's of extended family. And what I wanted to stop to reflect on is, as I was finishing up my experiments, I was listening to T.D. Jakes for encouragement and just for, you know, enlightenment on, you know, some scriptures I had read prior to coming to lab today. And one of the scriptures was focusing on how God grace is sufficient, how he covers us. And then, you know, T.D. Jakes talks about we're all covered in the blood, and because we're covered in the blood, the devil can't touch us. And that's where I am right now. Like, I'm sitting in front of my apartment complex meditating and just saying, you know, because of God's grace, I'm covered and everything I need to be supplied, and everything that I am is because God covers me. But more importantly, what I wanted to share today on the segment is that, you know, not only does God cover you, but God will sustain you where you are. And I don't know why this just came to me. It just came to me before I walk into the house, because, you know, the devil comes to seek to destroy anything that he can possible. And one of the things that I want to make very clear and very known is that we all have faced some adversities and some struggles. And though we might be in a different place because we have lost people in our life that we really love and really care about, and we're at a grieving point in our life, what's really important is that we don't grieve hard, that we take a moment to reflect on person's life. And a lot of people don't know that even though we lose people, we shouldn't lose sight of why they, you know, are going home to glory. And I think it's so important for us to love one another, to help one another, and to just, you know, understand that there's nothing too great for our God to help us heal past. And, you know, this segment isn't going to be long today because I haven't really thought about like what the rest of the segments will be. But what I did want to share is that I'm so thankful for my listeners, my viewers, and people who encourage me. And I'm so enlightened, so happy to just be a part of everything God has in store in my life. And I hope that everybody have a blessed week and will continue to love God and love him more abundantly and exceedingly, because he is so great. He is so, so worthy of praise and of, you know, being thankful. Like, I turned my attitude off today. Like, today I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna let anything in my life keep me back. Not finances, not worrying about a job, not worrying about anything, because God's grace is sufficient. So I hope that everybody will take the time to reflect today, stay in the positive realm, not focus on the negative, because, you know, everybody wants to always focus on the negative and never on the positive. So stay focused on the prize, because I'm almost there. I'm almost at the finish line, and I am so, so grateful. You guys have a blessed week. I will say, you know, this weekend will be bittersweet, and it's going to be, but God is going to be good. He's going to love us through all of our pain and suffering, and we no longer have to worry or dwell on it. So I hope that everybody will take this segment and just keep pushing forward. That's what I've learned. Life is too short to be focusing on things that don't matter. Focus on the things that matters the most and keep pushing. You guys have a blessed week.